for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.
And it's great to get the kids on. I mean, you hear from the senior players a lot, and you sort of know their story, and somebody like Saul de Dangerfield, they roll through and get 38 possessions, but you don't know a whole lot about these kids, and it's a real struggle for somebody like a Grime Myers trying to adapt to AFL footy. And look, he's certainly done his, you'd have to say, King, he's probably an outside chance for round one, given the inclusions of Dalhouse and Rowe, and then you've got Parfitt, Ablett, looks like he is going to play more forward, but he's certainly done himself his chances no harm for debuting if a spot does come up early in the year. And hats off to him. It was a really good interview.
Yeah, absolutely. Great to catch up with Grime Myers. Our fifth quarter thanks to Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Benny, just some key numbers. Our stematic standout, if you didn't catch it a little bit earlier, was Patrick Dangerfield, and he features prominently on the stat sheet.
Well, unbelievably, Kingy, the Bombers had one more inside 50 than the Cats, 58-57. Geelong had a lot more possessions and they had a lot more marks. The marks were 119-64. The Cats had about 50 more possessions than the Bombers. Time of possession was 47%, the Cats 34% for the Bombers, so they controlled that. And the tackles, 50 to the Cats, 79 to the Bombers, so they were certainly shadowed in that area. But the Cats controlled a lot of the ball. Selwood had 38, Dangerfield had 30. Dangerfield also had 5 clearances, 10 inside 50s to go with that, so that was a big big night for Patrick Dangerfield. Kelly played well after being a little bit quiet last week. At 28. Dalhouse, 25. 8 tackles, which was a team high. 4 inside 50s. Kicked a goal. Duncan, 24. Mentioned Tommy Atkins, 17 possessions. 1 goal, 1-2 tackles from Tom Atkins. Charlie Constable, who didn't play a whole lot in the second half. He had 17 possessions, was good. Parfitt had 15. Tommy Hawkins kicked a couple of goals. Gary Rowan kicked 4 goals from 6 kicks, so he certainly was efficient. Jordan Clark had 11 possessions. Blitzars was good down back. And Gary Ablett, who played predominantly up forward, had 5 score involvements. He had 12 possessions. 11 of those were effective possessions. He kicked a goal and had 3 inside 50s. The other one, too, didn't get huge stats, just 6 effective disposals. But Radigalia, I thought, played reasonably well, provided an option. He ended up with a couple of sausage rolls and took a couple of nice marks. So it was a pretty good effort all round from the Cats. For the Bombers, Shield 25, Merritt 24, McGrath had 22, Saad 22, Heppel had 21, Zaharakis 20, and Hurley had 18 for the Bombers, who interestingly chose to leave Draper, Ham and Clark off the field for basically the entirety of the game, other than around about the last 7 or 8 minutes. Mm. So it seemed like an odd move. Just played with the 23. The Cats utilised most of their players, although Guthrie and Fort only got very limited game time.
Yep. I suspect the Cats ran with 26 today. You could probably say that Zach Guthrie and Darcy Fort probably aren't featuring in round one. Quinton Narkle might be just off the pace, and then the other 23 probably are going to fight out the 22 spots. Zach Tui spoke to us pre-game. You'll be able to hear that interview, carrockfootball.com.au. He said he's racing the clock for round one. Scott Selwood's got some hamstring issues. They're probably the two that would be most likely for round one to be in that best side if they were fit and available, but at this stage it appears they may not be, although we did hear that from Pete Ryan that Scott Selwood could potentially play in the VFL practice match against Werribee next Friday night up at Avalon Airport Oval. Just posed the question on Twitter, the KFC Twitter, that is, about what Cat fans thought of tonight's performance. Nick, too late to trade Guthrie.
Little harsh. He was quiet. He got a little bit of it in the second half, Cam Guthrie. Ended up with 14 possessions after very few in that first 60 minutes of footy.
Ross Mueller, very promising, creative thinking and solid forward defensive action. I think we've already seen the Cats are better with their pressure inside forward 50.
It certainly looked that way, King. You didn't. There were a number of turnovers created by that pressure across half forward, which the Cats really lacked last year. So, obviously, Dalhouse particularly providing that. Dalhouse and Atkins. Not so much from Rowan. He only had the 1 tackle. Ablett had 3 tackles. So, it was between them. I can tell you that Dalhouse had the 8, as I mentioned earlier, and Tommy Atkins had the 2 tackles. So, they had 10 tackles between them.
And Callahan, 1,000 times better than last week. Skullduggery, Zach Guthrie not ready, Atkins and all the other new guys did well. If you were selecting the side, is Tom Atkins playing around one, Ben?
I'd say yes.
Charlie Constable?
No, not through form. I just think he's got a few ahead of him at the minute.
Jordan Clark?
Jordan Clark, I'd say yes.
Grian Myers.
No. Few ahead of him in that half-forward role who are far more experienced at this stage.
Okay, so that gives us 21 in the side if you think that maybe Narkle, Guthrie and Ford aren't playing, although Narkle potentially is in that best 22.
Potentially. I think he's probably on the fringe as well.
But if Scott Selwood gets through next week at VFL level, he plays round one.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, that's why they'll play him next week, isn't it?
Well, maybe. I wouldn't say.
And he's done a big volume of work. This has been his best preseason. It's only the last couple of weeks.
It would depend on that. If he's 100%, maybe. If he's not, I'd say definitely need one more in the VFL.
For Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.